Hello, everyone. We are off into the new year. Please make sure your positive attitude and gratitude are secured and locked in the upright position. All self-destructive devices, pity, anger, selfishness, and resentment should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should you lose your positive attitude under pressure during the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will be automatically activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers who are of little faith. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. God, our captain, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination: greatness. Very good evening, everyone. This is the CBDA Charlie Show. I am your host, CBDA Charlie. Welcome, welcome. And I thank you, my family, and I thank you for all the support, all the listening in, and all the messages. We do love hearing from you. We have over a foot of snow, close to 2 feet of snow today, and it's still going. How's the weather like in your neck of the woods? Send me a message. Let me know where you're listening from. Love to hear from you. So, you know, I'm out there shoveling a lot of the portion of the day today. Sheesh. Actually, got a nice snow blower over here. So, it wasn't too bad, actually. The snow's a little bit on the light side, which is nice tonight. Nice, nice, very nice. So, if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, we are going to continue with Omar Peru's book, Get Fired Up. He wrote this book to help individuals achieve greatness and maintain it. Tonight, we are continuing with part two, Think Big and Take Action Now, steps 26 through 30. Yes. So like I said, send me a message. Let me know where you're listening from. Love to hear from you. Love it, love it, love it. And we will get started with steps 26 through 30 right after this brief message from our sponsor. Thank you. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in. I do appreciate you, my family, and I appreciate you. I am CBDA Charlie. Don't forget CBDAcharlie.com for all your health and beauty needs. So, we're going to jump right into it tonight, like we always do, over here at the CBDA Charlie Show. So, you know, 101 success principles. Tonight, we will be going over steps 26 through 30. Think big and take action now. Step 26. Love is the most important ingredient of success. Successful people embrace the joys that love brings. Unsuccessful people build walls and set up barriers that block love. Tell the people in your life that you love them. You do love them, don't you? Then why not speak what is in your heart? One of the biggest factors contributing to a low self-image grows from a lack of expressed love within the family. There are families and even entire generations of families in which I love you just isn't said. How tragic. If you're a product of that environment, realize that you don't have to pass on the curse. Go ahead and tell people you love them. Their self-esteem will grow because of your heartfelt comments. More than that, as you express your love, you'll become a better, stronger, and more complete person. A person with a better self-image, too. Think big and take action now. Step 27. Avoid the manifestations of low self-esteem. Successful people feel great about themselves. Unsuccessful people always feel inadequate. Low self-esteem creates a terrible negative effect. It generates even more self-image problems. These are the more obvious manifestations of low self-esteem. Examine your life to see which ones you've adopted. Once you've identified them, take action to root them out and replace them with positive thoughts and actions. Avoid procrastination. I was going to form a procrastinators club today, but I decided to wait until next week. That's a funny line, but the number of people who actually live by that philosophy isn't funny at all. I've read that 63% of all sales end without the salesperson asking for the sale. That's procrastination, and it's a surefire way to lose a sale, a contract, an agreement among friends, or an opportunity. Every day, make a list of all the things you should do. Prioritize them and start doing them. A good rule to follow is to tackle a task you want to handle least first. That's usually the most important item on the list. Avoid the inability to take a joke. People who have self-esteem enjoy laughing at themselves, even if it is a bit painful at the moment. Only the secure can take a joke. In a very real sense, being the butt of a joke is a compliment. If the other folks didn't care for you, they wouldn't make the effort. In most cases, when people pull your leg, they're just saying, "I like you." Avoid the inability to tell the difference between a refusal and a rejection. When a customer doesn't buy your product or service, it's not a personal rejection. Don't take it personally. Realize that it is just a refusal to make the purchase at that time. That's it. Don't turn a simple situation into a major personal problem. Too many of us, however, take a simple refusal as a personal rejection. Remember that the greatest home run hitters in baseball were always among the greatest strikeout kings. They just refused to accept a temporary defeat as final and swung away. Don't let any refusal get you down or lower your self-esteem. Keep plugging away and things will always get better. Avoid the inability to take a compliment. This might sound odd, but I have found it to be true. A lot of people just can't handle a sincere compliment. The moment they hear one, they begin to find fault with the statement or to run themselves down. A heartfelt "good job" is followed by the reply, "I just got lucky." A "well done on the report" gets the response, "It was nothing, really." Far worse than those verbal responses are the mental conversations that occur. What did he really mean by that? Was she being sarcastic? They're making fun of me. Ridiculous. When given a compliment, accept it. Take it to heart and continue your good work so you'll hear those compliments again and again. People generally don't say "good job" or "well done" unless they mean it. Please have the courtesy, decency, and common sense to accept a compliment with the goodwill in which it was made. You've earned it. Avoid a fatalistic attitude. I believe in being realistic, but that never means I'm pessimistic. There is a significant difference. No matter how dark a situation might appear, I know that things will get better because I will make them better. Unrealistically, fatalistic attitudes have a nasty habit of becoming self-fulfilling prophecies. I'll never get out of this lousy job. It's a surefire way to make sure you don't. Why? because such statements become mind accomplished. Remember, action follows thought. Watch out. Don't let them slip up on you. Life is just too darn good to waste by looking on the dark side. Avoid jealousy without cause. How many relationships, marriages, and even business partnerships have been ruined because one partner thought the other partner was doing wrong? A person with low self-esteem is insecure and is susceptible to such thoughts. And to make matters worse, that low self-esteem keeps him or her from addressing the problem directly with the other person, and the situation gets worse. Jealousy can ruin the best of relationships. Unfounded jealousy is a direct path to misery, suspicion, strife, cruelty, fear, and eventually the destruction of the relationship you're trying to maintain. Avoid a life without goals. A life without goals really is not much of a life. A lot of folks like it that way. There is no measure of success, so there is no measure of failure. It is a type of comfort zone. Success and achievement is measured by real benchmarks, and those are called goals. Set them high, achieve them, and then move on to even greater heights. Setting and achieving goals is part and parcel of living a motivated life. Avoid rude behavior. To me, rudeness is a key index of someone with low self-esteem, especially when practiced against someone in a subservient position. Their self-image is so poor that these people have to run down another human being just to feel good about themselves. A maid, a salesperson, or a waiter really can't fight back. How could someone possibly feel good about attacking the defenseless? It may sound cliche, but be nice and show respect to others. Your life and the lives of everyone around you will be immeasurably better. Avoid making unrealistic promises. Promises are easy. Performance is not. There are really only two groups of people in the world. Those who keep their promises, even if the promises are limited, and those who do not keep their promises. Create a place for yourself in that first group, and you'll always find a welcome place everywhere you go. Avoid being too intimidated to ask questions. I've often said that the only dumb questions are the ones that go unasked. A think big and take action person who has a good self-image wants information, and he or she doesn't really care what other people think about that quest. Go ahead and ask questions. Questions lead to answers, and that's what's important. Forget about what someone else might think of your lack of knowledge. Get the facts and figures you need to achieve your dream. And leave those too frightened to ask the hard questions behind. They'll be left with one of the worst questions of all. What happened? Think big and take action now. Step 28. Adopt the 25 ways to maintain a powerful, positive self-image. Successful people work to create an image that is positive. Unsuccessful people become immobilized by a failing image. People adopt children. They adopt pets, schools, organizations, and causes. I encourage you to adopt these 25 steps. Each one is easy to understand and relatively simple to incorporate into your life. All you have to do is make a genuine effort. Make a list of all 25. Post them on your bulletin board, your refrigerator, or your computer. Look at them every day to make sure you're making each one a valuable addition to your life. I've covered a few of these before, but I think the points bear repetition. If you really want to take action now, well, now is the perfect time to get started. 1. Never give permission to another person, group, or organization to diminish your self-worth. You don't have to buy into someone else's negative attitudes or actions. Does negativity motivate you? Of course not. Then why get mired down in it? 2. Take inventory of your positive traits. You're unique. You're special. You're you. Take pride in that. And don't let anyone take that pride from you. 3. Understand that when you practice self-criticism, you are criticizing your maker. Notice, I use the words self-criticism and not blame. Accusation or finding fault. Frame your thoughts on how self-criticism will make you better, not how the trait being criticized makes you a lesser person. 4. Study successful people. Learn from their positive attributes as well as their mistakes. 5. Act. Don't react. Take action to take charge of your life and move on with your plans, regardless of what other people might say, think, or do. You've got your plan. Charge. 6. Take personal development one step at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither is a person. Getting motivated may require a lot of time, energy, and effort. Don't let the size of the task or the length of the time required hold you back. Set one goal, achieve it, and then move on to another and another and another. 7. Finish what you start. Promise no more than you can really do, and then do it. Regardless of the enthusiasm they generate early on. People who do not finish their jobs are soon marked as quitters. No one wants to invest in a quitter. Whenever you make a commitment, follow through. When you meet someone, smile. Look him or her in the eye and firmly shake hands. These simple acts send a positive message that you are friendly, open, courteous, and confident. Who wouldn't want to work with someone like that? Do something good for someone who isn't in a position to return the favor. 9. When I'm dining out and I see an elderly couple at a nearby table, I'll often pay for their meal when I check out. I know people who do the same thing for men and women in uniform. I'm long gone before they even realize someone's done something nice for them. They rarely, if ever, know who. And guess what? I don't care. In fact, I love leaving these folks with a little pleasant mystery to add to their day. I do it for the sheer joy and good feeling the act brings. Try it. Start doing good deeds just for the heck of it. You'll love it. I promise. 10. Study mankind's great teachers. There is an incredible amount of wisdom available from all people, all cultures, and in all corners of the earth. Read books. Listen to audio CDs. Listen to my podcast. Watch DVDs. Soak up as much as you can from the highly motivated people who have gone before. 11. Stop your destructive behaviors. I don't know what they may be in your case, but I do know you have them. We all do. The sooner we let go, the sooner we can get on with living a better, fuller, and more motivated life. Whether you drink, smoke, eat too much, curse, procrastinate, or whatever, please realize that those negative activities are and will continue to hold you back. Living with bad habits is like trying to swim with weights. Let them go, and you'll be amazed at how fast and far you can move. 12. Get even by getting on with your life. Zig Ziglar came up with the phrase, Get even with your enemies. Get even and then pass them by. That's great advice. People who take charge now don't have time to get even in the traditional sense. Choose your friends and associates with great care. This is number 13. A person who wants to take action can't afford to hang around with unmotivated people, groups, or organizations. They're like people with the flu. If you have too much contact, sooner or later, you'll catch the disease. 14. Build your own Hall of Fame. Mount your achievement plaques and certificates on the wall. Place your awards and citations in prominent places in your office. Frame those photographs and news stories in which you are a prominent part. You have more accomplishments than you probably think. It's okay to enjoy them. Even celebrate them every now and then. 15. Read and appreciate great literature. Here's a frightening statistic. 90% of all juvenile delinquents read below the third grade level. If you want to evaluate yourself, evaluate your reading. 16. Visualize your future success using all your senses and practice your visualizations regularly. 17. Practice good manners. If you haven't been brought up in a well-mannered environment, take a course. Good manners mark you as a person of distinction and as an individual who can be trusted in business and social occasions. The way in which you handle yourself can open a lot of doors to success. If you handle yourself poorly, your manners can just as easily close them. 18. Avoid destructive influences. Alcoholics shouldn't hang out in bars. Gambling addicts should stay away from the racetrack. Obese folks should avoid fast food. You know your own weakness, and that means you know what territory, people, or habits to avoid. See that you do. 19. Study successful failures. The list of successful people who failed time and time again before finally making it big is enormous. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote, "There are no second acts in American lives. Nothing could be further from the truth. People fail, often several times, and still become tremendous successes in their chosen fields. Learn from their persistence and their unwillingness to let go of their dream. Adopt their attitudes and make your own dreams come true. Take a course in public speaking. You'll need it. As your career progresses, you will be required to speak to more and more people, including groups of people. Regardless of your career path, you'll need this skill. You can't start learning soon enough. 21. Do somebody a favor without letting them know. Sometimes I'll pay the toll for the car behind me just to look in my rearview mirror and see the astonished look on the driver's face as he's waved on through the toll booth. Doing an anonymous favor is a great boost to your own morale, self-esteem, and it's a great technique to stay motivated. 22. Learn to relax. Make a point of completely relaxing at least once a day. Meditate. Pray. Practice deep breathing exercises. Or just walk around the block. Your body, mind, and spirit will thank you. The benefits of relaxation will show up in every aspect of your life. Finish a chore you've neglected. Get it over with and dump that baggage of guilt that's been holding you back. Exercise your body. I don't care how busy you are, you have time to take care of yourself. 20 minutes of exercise daily can be worked into anyone's schedule. 25. Play. The more pressure you're under, the more you need to relieve of play. Play is something I take very seriously. You have to make room in your life for play because you need the balance it provides, and it's fun. Your self-image balance becomes your reality. Remember, then, the words of Thomas Kempis. If you can win complete mastery over self, you will easily master all else. To triumph over self is the perfect victory. Think big and take action now. Step 29. Understand the 5 major categories of relationships. Successful people develop relationships. Unsuccessful people make acquaintance. Define ourselves by our relationships. Husband, wife, parent, friend, enemy, associate, or even stranger. According to a number of studies, only 15% of how you get, hold, and achieve success in your chosen occupation is determined by your technical skills, work experience, and job-related education. Would you care to guess what accounts for the other 85%? It's how much you know about and interact with other people. Building and maintaining strong relationships is one of the best ways to build and maintain motivation. So let's take a look at how we can get motivated by building our relationships. Once you have a basic understanding of how relationships are formed and how they work, you'll have a better idea of how they can create, build, or even destroy the efforts of a take action person. Romantic relationships are the building blocks of movies, books, and theater. They are also the building blocks of life. Of all relationships, romantic ones have the worst success rate. Yet, despite the heartache, frustration, and conflicting emotions they bring, we seek romantic relationships above all others. Clearly, the rewards are well worth the risk. Friendships are based upon mutual affection, which can be rather shallow or quite deep. We experience many levels of friendship, and they run the gamut from temporary associations to lifelong partnerships. Opposites attract, and many a friendship between vastly different personalities has stood the test of time and trial. Regardless of the nature of your relationships, I believe it's most important to be concerned with what you put into it rather than what you get out of it. People ask me why and how I maintain so many lifelong relationships. The answer is that I want it to, so I work at it. I'm still friends with the guys who taught me English in kindergarten. Even though we all haven't gotten together in more than 30 years, I still stay in touch. I care about my friendships, and I refuse to let them go. I call them every holiday, every birthday, every special occasion, and when I'm in the area, I make a point to visit. Relationships are like gardens. They need constant attention. You have to work to keep them alive and healthy. Business relationships can be very friendly, lukewarm, or even cold. They involve a lot of give and take, with each party seeking a benefit from the interaction. Ideally, each party works hard to make the relationship a win-win situation. Many genuine and long-lasting friendships evolve from relationships that are at first just business. Common goal relationships can be among friends, strangers, or even enemies. A lot of books and movies have been produced about enemy soldiers stranded and forced to work together for survival. Legitimate friendships can develop from this type of relationship, but the main purpose is to achieve some shared goal. The key to maintaining this type of relationship is to maintain a focus on that goal. your relationship with yourself is the most long-lasting of all. I don't believe in egocentric self-love or self-loathing, but I do believe that a well-rounded person should be comfortable within himself or herself. Your relationship with yourself is the basis of your relationships with your customers, clients, co-workers, suppliers, and everybody else. So it is in your own best interest to make sure it is a healthy one. Think big and take action now. Step 30. Seek wisdom. Successful people see things from the other person's perspective. Unsuccessful people are focused on themselves. I am not so ego-driven that I believe I have all the answers to all the questions all the time. That's why I seek out the opinions, the perspective of other people. Native Americans have a saying that you shouldn't criticize someone else until you have walked a mile in his moccasins. There's a lot of wisdom there. Each of us has our own unique perspective on the world, but it isn't the only perspective. It's important to make sure you make room in your life for the views of other people, even if you disagree. Their different views can provide valuable insights into achieving your goals. One of the things that keep me motivated is the constant flow of different opinions, thoughts, and insights I receive from other people. I've discovered that even when completely disagree with those thoughts, I can still learn something from the exchange of ideas. And that helps me take action on my own ideas. The best way to get more from your relationships is to put more into them. Put yourself in the other person's position and see things from his or her perspective. You get back from life what you send out. So send out a lot of love and caring. That ship always comes back and loaded with extra cargo. One of the most important trips a man can make is that involved in meeting the other halfway. We end with a quote from Bruce Van Horn. All right, folks. Whew. That was a power-packed, extremely valuable 5 steps right there. That's beautiful. So, do let me know your thoughts, questions, and overall, what you thought about those 5 chapters and the book thus far. I always love hearing from you. And I thank you very, very much for listening in tonight. My family and I do appreciate you. Remember, CBDACharlie.com for all your health and beauty needs. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful evening. God bless.